It's Playhouse in the Morning, Y94.0, Jamie, Amy Kay. So, going to talk to a Playhouse family member, Melissa, here a little bit. You are convinced that maybe you should be a little suspicious of your guy and that there might be some extracurricular things going on in the romance department. Can you elaborate?
Yeah. So I've been dating Kyle since last November. I thought it was going pretty good. But lately there's been, I guess, like some awkward moments. Like I'm meeting more and more of his friends, and there's just things that come up that I'm not sure I like about him, and it makes me feel like maybe I can't trust him.
Like what specifically?
Well, so his friends have given him the nickname Judas, because apparently he has this reputation for hooking up with women that are supposed to be off limits. You know, like they counted something like 6 instances of him hooking up with married women, including one time when he hooked up with his former boss's wife. And probably the grossest example was they said that when he was 22, he hooked up with the pastor at his church's wife. I think that's really twisted.
And that's where the name Judas comes in, I suppose. Gross.
But, like, he didn't even defend it. He just was like, yeah, I did it. But I've matured since then, is what he said. So, like, things feel fine, but I just feel really paranoid now. You know, like, that feeling in the pit of your stomach that, like, maybe this is off.
So, is there nothing weird in your relationship then?
Just the stories you've heard about him.
Well, I guess he seems maybe distracted lately. Like, he's been really invested in his Apple Watch and pays more attention to that than our conversations lately. And I don't know. He just feels weird every once in a while, you know. But I don't know if it's, like, all in my head because of the stuff that I know, or I don't know.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, too. Like, is it possible? Like, was it like that before these conversations? Or is it once you got around his buddies, you're like, oh, let's embarrass our buddy Kyle and tell you all his dirty laundry? Like, is it just after you knew all that stuff, then things seemed weird?
I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe they were, but I'm paying attention to it more now. Or maybe I'm just making something up in my head. I don't know.
All right, well, you understand the concept here. So if you're open to it, now here's the problem. Everybody's going to be eavesdropping on your personal business. We'll go ahead and we'll make them a call. And, you know, Jamie's going to play the role today of the florist. She'll make them that offer of a dozen red roses. And if you were to send them to you, well, then probably you're okay. But understandably, if you were to send them to somebody else, then you'd be concerned. That's kind of it. Do you want to move forward with that?
Yeah, because we still know, you know, and then I can, you know, move on with my life or... gotta go get some flowers. It's you know, either way, I'll know.
I mean, if the worst thing that happens here is that we have to invest in some flowers to keep it going, we'll happily send you some roses. It's next. All right, it's the Playhouse of the Morning, Y94 in the middle of roses here, chatting with Melissa. Here's what's going on in her relationship that has her a little sketched out. 20-second recap.
His friends have given him the nickname Judas, because apparently he has this reputation for hooking up with women that are supposed to be off limits. You know, like, they counted something like 6 instances of him hooking up with married women.
So that is, I think, the primary reason amid some distraction as well that she kind of thinks that maybe she needs to put him to the test this morning. And if you are willing for us to make that offer, we'll go ahead and move forward with it. But it is going to play out for the whole Playhouse family members, everybody to eavesdrop on.
Yeah, I mean, I'm nervous, but yeah, let's do it.
Understandably, you're nervous. I think Jamie's probably about to, like, shed her skin. We've had, you know...
Sweating.
Rat was on the show, and he was kind of... The last time we did this, he was kind of he played that florist role. So this is her first time. Are you ready for this?
We'll give it a go.
All right, let's give it a try here. We'll call Kyle up.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Morgan from 1-800-com. We just moved into your area and we have some unique marketing opportunities that we want to offer you. Now, this isn't going to cost you anything. I don't even need your credit card number. However, all I need is some information, who you want to send them to, and we will send that special person in your life a dozen red roses. Would you be interested in that?
There's no catch.
No, honestly, no catch. We just moved into the area, so we're just trying to get up some new business.
Okay. What do you need?
So all I need is the name from you.
A dozen red roses? Her name is Tori.
Okay. And if you want, we can do a message on them too. Like if you have anything special you want to say to them.
How about hope you know who these are from?
Okay. That's sweet. Someone special, wife, girlfriend of yours?
No, she's actually my neighbor.
Oh, that's nice of you. Okay.
Boy, I wonder if he sends flowers to all his neighbors or if it's just this one in particular. Hey there, Kyle. This is the Y94 Morning Playhouse. Zero, Jamie, Amy Kay, and here you're just talking with Jamie, actually. Don't know if you're the one that listens to the show, but based off how that just progressed, I'm going to go ahead and say no. We actually have your, we'll say girlfriend, maybe, on the phone, Melissa. Melissa, you have any questions for Kyle at all?
No, I'm repulsed. I'm absolutely repulsed. How could you?
Melissa?
How could you?
What
the f***
is this?
F***ing asshole. What? Your neighbor?
No, look.
So is there something going on there then?
Look. We just have a special connection, Melissa. All right, I'm not going to lie about it. Okay, she has something really special that I don't feel it with us. I'm sorry.
Is what she has. She has a husband. What is this weird fetish that you have with married women?
What is your obsession with the fact that I have slept with married women? It's weird.
Well, I think that it's probably that you're sleeping with one now. Is the problem. You're sleeping with one now is the issue.
You're literally sitting flat.
I'm not married. I don't see what the issue is. We have something special. I can't. Am I on the air right now? Did you call a radio station about this?
Yeah, I did, because you're impossible to talk to. What a home.
Oh, so let's talk on the radio? You are a psychopath. I am going to sue you, mother. You have got to be f***ing kidding me. You put a all over the radio, you crazy bitch.
I'm the crazy one. You're the one who's obsessed with married women. And you're a cheater. And you're a liar. And I'm the crazy one. You.
Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta let him go because I can't even keep up with him. But Melissa, I think... In that brief exchange, you got everything you need to know there. He has like a thing where he sleeps with married women, and that's his thing that he does. And you were right. Your instinct after you heard those stories from his friends was right. I feel like those friends were warning you, man.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not, you can't be in a relationship with this.
No.
And you know what? You're going to be better off in the long run. Now you know the truth. You can start moving on.
I'm so sorry, but it's better to, you found out now. I'm happy that this relationship didn't progress.
And to all the married men out there, you watch out.
Yeah, Melissa, I'm so sorry. Your gut was right on this thing. And, you know, there's plenty of guys out there that that aren't like that. That is not the norm.
Yeah, I agree. He's awful. What a monster.
All right, we're going to keep the show rolling here. If you want to hang on line and talk for a minute, we can certainly do that. Thank you for being honest with us, and we hope that you got what you needed here today, okay?
I appreciate you guys so much. much. Thank you.
Yeah. No, anytime. Any words of support from Melissa? Feedback at all? 237, it's text 35270. That Playhouse Pop Quiz, Misconnections, all on the way. It's Y94. It's like strawberries on a summer evening.